want you to really listen in here.
The rapture is one of the most controversial topics in all of theology. Some Christians believe in it, all atheists mock it, and the New World Order may very well attempt to fake it. What would discourage Christians more than seeing New Agers, Buddhists, cult leaders, and corrupt con artist Christians raptured while the Bible-believing faithful are, in essence, left behind? Why wouldn't the New World Order attempt to unite all the world's religions behind one deity by including them all in such an apocalyptic event? Surprisingly, the U.S. government actually admits to thinking about the use of this technology, though it denies its follow-through with such implementation. In an article entitled "Seize on the Battlefield and Other U.S. Military Experiments," published by the British news agency The Guardian on June 18, 2007, it discusses strange government projects, and I quote, "Then there's the prophet hologram, the projection of the image of an ancient god over an enemy capital, whose public communications have been seized and used against it in a massive psychological operation." An Israeli cybernetics expert named Yitzhak Ayufman has even gone as far as to lobby the Arab world to allow him to project a holographic temple above the Dome of the Rock in an effort to summon whichever savior should take notice of it and actually show up. But does it even matter? Does this technology even exist? Or is it just crazy conspiracy theories? Let's take a look at the Army Research Lab, Adelphi, Maryland's progress report from November 96 through August 97. Accession number ADA-333-8490. The topic? A 3D holographic display using strontium barium niobate. Its abstract states: an innovative technique for generating a three-dimensional holographic display using strontium barium niobate is discussed. The resultant image is a hologram that can be viewed in real time over a wide perspective or field of view. The holographic image is free from system-induced aberrations and has a uniform high quality over the entire field of view. Interesting. We've seen the chemtrails, and there's a lot of speculation about what they're being used for. Weather control and mind control are at the top of the list. As you'll see in a second, chemtrails have been directly linked to barium, which is one of the main components of the Army's 3D holography display.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, KFLA News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like somewhere it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
And I think we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
According to Section 5.6 of a military research paper entitled "An Operational Analysis for Air Force 2025, an Application of Value-Focused Thinking to Future Air and Space Capabilities," military brainstorming as of May 1996 was researching constructing, yet again, another holographic projection system. This time, they were looking to implement an airborne holographic projector that would display a three-dimensional visual image in a desired location removed from the display generator. The projector can be used for psychological operations and strategic perception management. It is also useful for optical deception. The picture you see here speaks for itself. This isn't depicted as a ground-based weapon, but rather one that would project a deceptive image hologram in the air. Could the chemtrails play a role in this? I'm no scientist, so I can't tell you absolutely yes or even maybe. But the chemical connection, barium, along with the military's own documents, lead me to think in that direction. But if they've got some kind of crazy projection system, that in and of itself isn't going to convince anyone of anything. Unless, of course, God is a mute and he's going to come in complete silence. Let's face it, even the most action-packed movies are boring without some kind of a stunning soundtrack. Well, just in time for it to be exploited in the very same way, the technology now exists to beam sound right into your head. Strategy.com reports in an article entitled Death Ray Replaced by the Voice of God that the U.S. Navy is using non-lethal systems called LRAD, or Long Range Acoustic Device. This is being used right now in the Persian Gulf. Many small fishing and cargo boats fly these waters, and it's often hard to get the attention of the crews. With LRAD, you just aim it at a member of the crew and have an interpreter speak to the sailor. It was noted that the guy on the receiving end was sometimes terrified, even as he realized it was a large American destroyer that was talking to him. This apparently gave the Army guys some ideas, for there are now rumors in Iraq of a devilish American weapon that makes people believe they are hearing voices in their head. And then there's the A&E television series called Paranormal State, which used a clever combination of a large billboard and cutting-edge technology to beam frightening ads directly into people who were walking near the show's billboard in the heart of New York City. The advertising website MediaBuyerPlanner.com writes in an article entitled Billboard Whispers into Pedestrians' Ears for A&E's Paranormal State that an ad for A&E's ghost-themed series Paranormal State uses technology to transmit an audio spotlight from the rooftop speakers in New York's Soho directly into the ears of passers-by. Here's a sample showcasing how this concentrated sonic beam works. Literally dozens of patents dealing with ways of beaming sonic transmissions directly into people's minds. This is one called telepathy. Today it's just modern day technology and advertising. Yes, I understand this sounds absolutely bizarre. Where is the proof? Where is it? We've recently seen Al Gore and Prince Charles appear in holographic form. But do we actually know of any such encounter we can attribute holographic technology as to having been used as part of a supernatural psyop? I believe we do. It's just a matter of looking at information. ABC News by ex-CIA spy John Kiridew. The topic was waterboarding. Kiridew came out in an un-CIA-like fashion and proclaimed that waterboarding is torture. On the ABC News website, in an article entitled, Coming in from the Cold, CIA spy calls waterboarding necessary but torture. The ex-spy described the effectiveness of waterboarding on captured Al-Qaeda member Abu Zubaydah, and I quote, John Kiridew, now retired, said the technique broke Zubaydah in less than 35 seconds. The next day, he told his interrogator that Allah had visited him in his cell during the night and told him to cooperate. Now, hold it for just one second. We believe this man is telling us the truth because he's playing nice and claiming that waterboarding is a bad thing. But look at what he just said. He's implying that when someone is tortured, they just have to say uncle, and then we stop. You would think that if Zubaydah was fracked in 35 seconds, that would mean he was spilling the beans only seconds after that. As in, okay, okay, fine, I'll talk, please, no more, no more. Not, oh my goodness, I'm glad you stopped. I didn't like that very much. I guess I'll go get some sleep, and I'll think about maybe telling you something tomorrow. And if we are to believe that it was indeed the waterboarding that broke him, then why would he bother telling his interpreter that Allah had visited him in his cell during the night and told him to cooperate? His interrogator knew he was waterboarded. He wasn't going to save any face with his interrogator. Remember, they broke him the day before, and they didn't get any information out of a quote-unquote broken man until the next day, after he claimed Allah came to him in his cell and told him to cooperate. I'm not making this up. Watch for yourself. Pay attention to the body language. You decide for yourself if this makes any logical sense.
And that was one of the techniques.
Waterboarding was one of the techniques.
And was it used on Zubeda?
It was.
And was it successful?
It was.
What happened as a result of that?
He resisted. He was able to withstand the waterboarding for quite some time, and by that I mean probably 30, 35 seconds.
That's quite some time.
Which was quite some time. And a short time afterwards, in the next day or so, he told his interrogator that Allah had visited him in his cell during the night and told him to cooperate because his cooperation would make it easier on the other brothers who had been captured. And from that day on, he answered every question, just like I'm sitting here speaking to you.
In a willing way?
In a willing way.
So in your view...
And after watching that, I can only come to one conclusion. This man was not waterboarded. If he was waterboarded, he was not broken during the waterboarding. He was broken through a psyop. If he was broken from the torture, he would have spilled the information right then and there. I think what you're seeing here is an experimental use of cutting-edge holographic technology to see if people will buy it, to see if it's believable. And just in case I'm right, I have to do what I am about to do. In the Bible, Jesus was very clear about what his return would be like. In Matthew 24, his disciples asked him point blank, what is the end of the world going to be like? And starting in verse 4, Jesus answered them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So he warns us, don't be fooled. And then again in verses 23 through 26 we read, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. And then in verse 36 we read, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. No man knows the hour. If anyone out there believes in a pre-trib rapture, I'm not going to argue the point. Just be sure you're spiritually prepared just in case. Pride enables us to believe we aren't appointed to physical wrath, while Christians all over the globe are being hunted and killed like animals. Spiritual wrath, however, is something very different from physical wrath, and we're promised salvation, and as such, we are exempt of spiritual wrath. But beyond that, we were warned repeatedly that others would come using Jesus' name. We were specifically warned to look out for false prophets and great signs and wonders. I, for one, can't imagine a greater sign and wonder than a false rapture meant to crush and demoralize the Christian community while indoctrinating the rest of the world into the Antichrist religious system. Satan's had an awfully long time to plan out this end times deception. I personally feel it would be a grave and dangerous mistake for any Christian to underestimate the cunning nature and deceptive power of the serpent.
ladies and gentlemen, we have listened to a segment of the false rapture and the Project Blue Beam, which is to deceive the religious natures of the world. You see, all of the division that we've got in our world is due to religious differences. So then, how are we going to play into the hands of the New World Order? How are they going to put down religious differences? And I explained to you last night about Albert Pike when he devised a system or a plan on how to deceive the world with the three world wars necessary to actually destroy religion. Now, to play one religion against the other, it sounds frightening. Some people would take the cause of we were coerced by trickery in World War I, and then in World War II it increased. We were made to think that there was a large slaughter called the Holocaust in World War II, and the actual facts is a lot less than what was actually reported. And so today they have laws to defend if anybody denies the Holocaust, it could be against the law. So they're going to make you believe these things to abolish the family as we know it today in order to replace it by individuals that are all working for the glory of one world government. To destroy all individual artistic and scientific creative works, to implement a world government with one mindset. And to do that, we've got to have one mind and in one accord. It's communism. That's what communism means. In one mind and in one accord. Having all things in common. That's the creative work of the one world government, which are now plying each religious sect against the other. And for this cause, we're going into religious countries, in this case, the Muslim, the world of Islam. And we are taken by force. We're moving in to implement a declaration of war from the United Nations. Notice in Afghanistan, it is the United Nations with the United States as the principal party that is represented, with other nations that are supplying military units and military supplies in one operation after another. But through the United Nations with an international tribunal, a worldwide new trade agreement for all nations, just like we've got in the global warming agreement that came out of Finland, Copenhagen. This is a universal United Nations participation, and we are now seeing more cooperation through the transcending of the United Nations by multi-military and multi-police forces, which is what Mr. Obama wants created here by doing away with our military. He wants to create a people's police force, like the brown shirts of Russia or Germany, and the Mao Red Guard in China, and of course the Stalin Guard in Russia. Now they have combined this worldwide trade agreement for all nations and to end the Cold War, or of the local wars like it is today, and the obligation for coexistence for peace, and also a new world religion and a new world culture for man. That means to to degrade religious Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. It's the three major warring religions. See, Buddhism is a pacifist, so this is not a problem. Islam, their word is jihad. That means war against the infidels. Well, Christianity supports war to spread democracy. Everyone with a right. Well, with the three major religions of Judaism, which is now threatening to invade Iran, to destroy their nuclear arsenal, just like they did in Iraq. They bombed Iraq. They bombed Syria to delay what they call as the inevitable, that one day they're going to have to go all out to defend themselves. Well, Mr. Pike said in the deceptional mode of the book that he wrote, The Morals and Dogmas, that that would be the plan of the master deceptors, to bring about a religious strife in the last days, particularly the Third World War. And we know that the first two wars, if you read his masterpiece, it's just like he saw it in a future vision when he wrote it in the 1800s. And the war that commenced in 1914, and of course in 1939, and then the skirmishes like in Vietnam and Korea and things of this nature, that we've had these many skirmishes, and now we have the positioning after the 50 years or so of communism and the wall to keep communism out. Now the communist takeover of the world. This is the Edomites' master world plan to bring about a new world religion, which is Antichrist, which is anti-Muslim or anti-Allah, and of course, anti-Yahweh. Well, of course, the Jewish people don't use that name. It's too sacred. But anyway, that's the three major religions that are going to be used to destroy each other. Now, I want you to sort of... We may play another segment here of the Project Bluebeam to give you a little bit better understanding. But in a sense, this segment was about a hologram that they are able to make people believe that there's a religious rapture. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised if the people wants to get off this planet. They're like the proverbial ostrich that is sticking their head in the sand, and their hearts is troubling them. Like the brother was reading Matthew 24 here, great signs, great distress. Perplexity, men's hearts fell in them, and we're living in that day, and that's by design of the New World Order, which is implementing this declaration of psychic warfare through the United Nations, that is transcending of the multi-military and multi-police force, a worldwide justice system, bringing it in to destroy all religions, that is, to separate the warring factions, and to destroy that and to bring in, if you will, a age of Aquarius. Now, isn't it strange that 20 and 12 is the official astrological ushering in of the age of Aquarius? Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, what do we mean by the age of Aquarius? Well, let's read just a little bit here about a plan that the Project Bluebeam is going to have when we come to the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Remember that song? That song said that when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, and peace will guide our planet and love will steer the stars. Beautiful song, huh? This is the age of Aquarius. This is related to the year 1982, which was projected to be the time of the opening for the conspiracy of the age of Aquarius. They got a plan in 20 and 12, and chaos brings order. Well, let's find out. Just before the implementation of the New World Order, supposed to start here very soon, we have to believe that NASA and the Blue Beam Project was set up back in 1983 and has been delayed for the exact time. But now, since 1983, they've really improved themselves with new technology, they're improving, into space that enables them right now to make their spaceships possible. In other words, a hologram. They could fake a second coming. Or they could cause religious factions to destroy themselves through an all-out... Let's just say that the hologram over the temple... This is the sticking point of the three major religions. Christianity has a stake in this because they purport that Christ came and gave them certain promises about Jerusalem. Well, let's look at the Jewish religion. They believe that through Abraham they have certain promises, land deeds, if you will, to Jerusalem. Remember the mandate of 1948 when it was mandated, and that Albert Pike's plan of World War II exactly on schedule worked just like a charm. And this man wrote this in the 1800s, that they would create or carve out a homeland for the Jews, and that they would use these things, their Zionist beliefs, that they were God's chosen people and that they deserved to be in Jerusalem. There was three wars fought over this already, and now they're in possession of Jerusalem for the first time. That was in 67 that they did this, way over 40 years ago. And now we have Islam sworn to revenge. Remember that in the Ottoman Empire that I told you about last night, this is the Ottoman Empire is for the Arab, or the seed of Ishmael, which is Islamic and believe in Allah. All three religions claim a certain right to the city, and they're going to war over it. Well, now the possibility of projecting the hologram over this sacred city could be seen all around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Right now they have the technology to do so. We could fake, or they could fake, a second coming, have these space ships landing or coming in, and some of these could possibly not be fake, back-engineered units that we've talked about in the past. And so Satan could step off of this spaceship and set himself into Jerusalem and put down all religious division upon the earth, come in peacefully. Now, the goal of the New Age movement under which the United Nations operates and the implementation of a New World Messiah, the tools of the New World government are multinational. An international army of control and to rule, as the Bible says, with a rod of iron. An international police force, a World Bank for the economy, a world government under the United Nations, a world conservatory bank for the wilderness around the world. That means that all of the green movements will be melded into this new international bank, or they will disappear. A world religion where all church doctrines will be destroyed at the very roots. As Albert Pike said, we shall destroy people's confidence in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. How did he know? How did this prophet that spoke by a spirit that he said was his guide, that he got all his information, 800 pages of something that you need to read. And this is at the foundational of the Illuminati and these world-class secret organizations such as the Masons. They're not the only one. There's good people in the Mason movement. They've just deceived. But the higher-ups, they will replace all of the old religions with the new religion of the Age of Aquarius. This is the age of the pouring forth or pouring out. And Christ said, be ye not deceived, for they shall say, well, here's Christ over here. Oh, he's projected over here. Oh, he's out there. Run over there and get him over there. Or the Messiah. When we say Christ, that means the anointed one. It could be anointed evil one. And you can believe that the new world religion will project a false antichrist. In other words, he will appear as Christ. The world will receive him as Christ. And can't you see the rapture people? Can't you see them loading up? The world, the seven race classification for all men and women, the new paradise, where everybody will have a predetermined work to fill out, whether they agree or not. The World Concentration Camp headquarters at the United Nations for all those who will not accept the new system will be implemented, and the World Agriculture and Food Supply Control, which will control food and vitamin supplies around the world, and the New World Order will be in between government system from as far as the USSR, Great Britain, its Commonwealth, and the United States, and all of the nations that will join, and the Bible declares that all nations will support the beast, which will be a new spiritual political world power and will replace the factions and the differences of world religions as we know it right now. Now, that's the plan of the New World Order. The plan is the destruction of all people who believe in the Bible, who worship a risen Savior, and the complete disappearance of Christianity. The complete disappearance of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. To achieve this plan, the New World Order will change the nation's laws in order that all religious beliefs and symbols like the cross, they're already destroying that, ladies and gentlemen, will become outlawed, unlawful, as a divisionary object. Holy Friday, Easter, Christmas will be replaced by New Age festivities in and around the religious worlds as they destroy those who are in the world living off of religion as they have been taught, and these are deeply embedded with pride, just like the Islamic movement, jihad, world war against the infidels. What if they saw Allah standing on the Mount of Olives and telling them to lay down their arms? Just like the waterboarding scenario that this plant, this disinformation agent that came on board and said, oh, yeah, waterboarding got him to talking, but he didn't talk to there is no known method to get these Islamic terrorists to talk. They tried it. even waterboarding for long periods of time would not get them to talk. But a hologram that was projected into the cell and a visitation by this apparition and told him that he was Allah and that he should quit resisting and that he should go ahead and tell these infidels what they needed to know. And he started talking, and he hasn't quit talking since, because he believed that the esoteric, the psychological imbalance of the mind that they used in the reappearance of Allah, or, for instance, what if a Christian had Jesus to visit them, or what if the Jews had their God to visit them, in which they plan and to do with the destiny of the nations is to destroy all religion that is a dividing factor in order to have a new world order. Now, Maitreya, he's a projected Messiah, a new age, the Shambhala, the Resplendent, the Yoga, the writing of David Spanger, who wrote Revelation, The Birth of a New Age, considered as a Bible inside the New Age movement. These are those who worship a law of manifestation with much truth, whereas the Bible says that it will be directly relayed to and through the New World Order as they plan on destroying the factionist religious walks of people today and their ideals and replace it. And this is going on as we speak. Right in America, we are being changed regardless of what you think. You no longer are in control. They are in control. You have to have a 501(c) license, and you have to believe the agenda of the 501(c). That was designed by the New World Order, as they are now slowly encroaching upon all religious walks of life to tell you how that you must worship in order to have your freedom to worship. See how they get you? They say, if you don't do this, we're going to take this freedom away from you. Well, of course, you'll sign on to get that freedom, but when you do, you lose all of the things that you signed on to because you didn't read the fine print. Read the agenda of the 501(c). See if it's not an accepted form and a document written for and by and on behalf of the New World Order. The New Organized Christian Church is nothing more than a Masonic lodge, and other occult organizations in it, based and infiltrated, and it is based on the Luciferian imitation, so that we have to understand here is how that it won't be possible for someone who will hold tight to his own Christian beliefs. He's isolated. He's ignored, or he's has his permits to worship, permits to buy food. The Bible says you can't buy and sell except you have this New World Order design religion in the New World that we're going. And so this New World Order is coming upon the earth. We already have it in our paradise. They're going to plan a new paradise, a world without any religious differences. We're all the world. Look at Hollywood, how they're projecting that we are all one people and one blood. They have taken the divisions and the animosities of races and prides. They're destroying that and breaking us down genetically and bringing us to the altar of acceptance for a new world order, and it is a showdown that they are winning. Now, the first steps concern terms of the breakdown as they are going to bring the Project Blue Beam. It has four different steps, four parts toward the implementation of the New World Religion with the Antichrist at its head, who will be accepted as Christ or the Messiah. And we must remember that the New World Religion is the basic foundation for the New World Government. They know that man is made to worship, and so that they can take away your right to worship the true God and give you a false God or a false hope, just like the 501(c)(3) agenda. They've got to mesh together all races, creeds, and colors, and you can't discriminate. You can't even deny the Holocaust. You don't have that right. It's against their laws. And all of these laws that are on the book right now that you don't know of, which is called the Noahide laws, look up the word Noah, and look up the laws that are on the books ready to be implemented with a new world religion, and such government worldwide dictatorship is completely possible through the steps that they're going to break down all archaeological knowledge. It deals with the setup of earthquakes at certain precise locations on the planet, where supposedly new discoveries will finally explain for them that the wrong meaning of all major religious basic doctrines, this falsification used to make the population believe that all religious doctrines have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, has already started, and with the filmed psychological preparation for the population for the first step, has been prepared through films like 201, Space Odyssey, the series Star Trek, Star Wars, which deal with space invasion and space protection, and the last film, Jurassic Park, dealing with the theory of evolution. Now, which is important to understand that in the first step is that these fake earthquakes, which will be real, and we know that they've already mastered the ability through HARP, and that's part of the deception here, and oh, I wish we had time to get into that tonight, will hit at different parts of the world where scientists and archaeological teachings have been teaching in the past to supposedly hold hidden secrets. By these kinds of earthquakes will open up the vaults of them for to rediscover again, supposedly, those kinds of secrets, and those secrets meaning to discredit all religious basic doctrines, and this is the first preparation for the plan for humanity, because they want to do this to throw down and to shake the belief of Christians, Jews, and Muslims, so that they could come together in one great unified body, and now, with the New World Order, the New Age of Aquarius, we can have peace at last. And then, the second step deals with the gigantic three-dimensional optical holograms and sounds, laser projections of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving different images according to the predominant regional, national, and religious, the faith-based belief systems in the nations. And these new gods' images will be talking in all languages that are readily understood. You say, oh, that's why they can't do that. They can't pull it off. I want to ask you a question. They pull off 911. Now, all over the world, including some of the Arabic nations, they believe that those camel jockeys flew those planes into the World Trade Tower centers. Most everybody in the United States is still flying their flags and supporting our troops. See, that got us on a journey to put down or right to invade these other nations, mostly Islamic nations, where they have a wealth of oil. and a wealth of heroin. Oh, my. Now, once that is robbed, the project will turn now to the controlling of the people, psychological. And let me explain. There's many facets of this deception. One is the control of food sources. Did you know that if we had time, and we don't, we're running out of time, that I could get in and show you that 4 million women were put in a test and given vaccinations in third world countries and made them sterile, and they couldn't have children. This is control. They can put it in food. They're using it now in food. That's why the heirloom seeds are being recalled, and it's against the law to hoard food, because they want you to eat their food. And their food is to control your mind and your sexes and your beliefs and that which is given to you as a God-granted right of your DNA. They want to break down the barriers of your DNA through food and inoculations. And the consequences of all these mass inoculations will be known further down the road as they have timed release. And we don't know what will become of the results. And these things that are ensuing, that we're going to have a new Messiah. And he's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible warns you in three woes. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For Satan, the god of this world, who will come as the Christ, as the anointed Messiah, he will come to the Muslims as Allah. He will come to the Christian faith as Jesus Christ. And in doing so, he will deceive the very elect, as he comes in peaceably after a horrific war that Mr. Pike has done advertised, that will be the war that will unify the peoples that remain into a new world order, where there will be a new religion, and these advanced computers are now capable of projecting holograms throughout the earth through the satellite imagery. The satellites can be programmed through these master computers. And ladies and gentlemen, they got inventions that you haven't heard about. They can project as the segment of the information that I played you, they can project voices into your head. You can hear voices. Many people are being implanted through the communication equipment that they're now able to control the human brain and the neuromuscular system and send in radiation pulses at ultra-low frequencies. And this equipment is now operational within the Central Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, now being handed out to your local police departments. They don't even have to come into your house to listen to you talk. They can intercept all of your messages sitting outside in a controlled equipment van for miles away, and they can hear a pin drop in your house. It's incredible. They can read a dime from 26,000 miles up in space with their sensitive equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, what we have is psychological terror, men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things that are coming upon the earth. Are you ready for the deception? Well, if you're not, then you notice in the news just this week, we had a pyramid flying object that appeared over Moscow on the 18th of December. We had a hologram or something to that effect, a spinning spiral object that was seen in thousands of homes around the area of Sweden over that there was something amazing in the sky. You reckon, ladies and gentlemen, that we are now in the master strangulation hole of the United Nations conspiracy to implement a new world order. Pastor Buddy, talking to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I would like for you, if you have any doubts, is that you need to understand that the world is getting ready to bring about a new world order. Yahweh's soon coming. Are you ready to meet him? Well, if you're not, you need to write Pastor Buddy, and you need to request this series that we have done. This is the seventh in a series. This will be our last of the series. We'll begin in a new series come Monday night at 9 o'clock around the world with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Skull. So if you'd like to have this series, order all 7 hours of this on the 2012 scenario that is coming. The main thing that is coming is deception. Are you ready? Can you believe the truth? Well, if you can, I want you to write me tonight. Just write Pastor Buddy. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey in the great state of Mississippi tonight. And if you'd like to write me, you can do so. But just write in Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me because I'm live tonight around the world. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Call me up. We'll talk about it. I love you tonight. Many blessings be to you wherever that you may reside tonight. And this is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call saying, I'll see you Monday night around the world live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. Yahweh bless you.